So now I'm obsessed with time. Come on, tell me about the time. Had it all in my head tonight.
So should we say all that over again?
We'll just say welcome to another episode of American Timelines. I'm Amy.
And I'm Joe.
And we are...
idiots.
That's true. We are getting ready
to do... we are a stupid, awful couple that nobody likes.
And we are going to talk about 1998 in this episode.
Yes, we're going to talk about 1998. I'm going to go ahead and start with... Let's just get the damn Super Bowl stuff out of the way.
All right, that sounds good to me.
This is a cool thing. In 1998... Broncos beat the stupid, crappy, shitty Packers that everybody hates. Ed Hockley was the referee.
Okay.
You know who that is?
I know. No. I mean, I've heard of him from you and Jessica.
Yeah, so Jessica, our friend Jessica, who happens to be married to a beautiful man named Brian we talked about earlier, Jessica made up a t-shirt idea. As far as I know, Jessica had probably 35 different t-shirt ideas that I wish she would have probably put them all on a t-shirt. She was always coming up with cool ideas like that. And one of them, she decided to make a t-shirt, and it was called What Would Ed Hockley Do? And those of you who like the NFL, you would know Ed Hockley is the referee who's all built. All muscly, and he's a lawyer by trade, so he actually explains every rule ridiculously long into the microphone for each game. It's kind of ridiculous, so... So he just became like the most famous referee, and so she made a t-shirt of that. So, but what we really care about is the national anthem was sung by Jewel.
Okay.
Who, remember, she was like, she
came
out with that.
You were meant for me.
Yeah, I think that song had just come out. And then the halftime show, man, this was a great one. I would have been excited about this one. Boys to Men, Smokey Robinson, The Temptations, Martha Reeves, and Queen Latifah.
Wow.
All those people.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I would still like to see that.
I'm sure you probably could YouTube it someday.
Mm-hmm. I just remember Terrell Davis was the MVP, and he was a great running back, and I just remember being happy that the Packers lost because screw them.
American Timelines would like to thank a few people. We were added to a list on Twitter of favorite podcasts by Magic Media, M-A-J-E-K. Check them out. They're always retweeting all kinds of podcasts. So if you're looking for a new podcast, that's a place to check it out, at Magic Media 1 on Twitter. So thanks to them for adding us to a cool list. We were actually mentioned on a podcast called Now That I'm Older. So, of course, when you're mentioned on a podcast, you got to listen to it. So I started following Now That I'm Older, and we were listening to it. And those guys definitely sound like some fellas I'd like to have some beers with. So listen to those guys. Listen to the Now That I'm Older podcast. Also, check out the hashtag Potter and Family. When I click on hashtag Potter and Family, I find such podcasts as Dex's Diner podcast. That's a Star Wars thing. So I Married a Movie Geek. And Large Marge sent us. Oh, and of course, Poop Culture. Can't forget that. So check out the Potter and Family, the hashtag Potter and Family if you're looking for new stuff. 1998.
Bands that were formed.
Yes. And I get to guess what...
You get to guess the genre. And I won't know the answer either
because
I didn't have a lot of time to do this. I'm just going to... Yeah. I have them on my phone. So Barry and the Penetrators.
Barry and the Penetrators.
Barry and the Penetrators were formed in 1998. And their debut album was called Beaver Country.
That is it country music?
It was formed in New Jersey.
Or is it R&B?
So it's reggae.
Oh, well, wow.
Dub, punk rock, reggae rock.
Okay.
So you're 0 for 1 right now.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a band called Benoit Band.
Benoit Band?
From Oakland, California.
Oh, is that like new wave?
Electronic.
Yeah,
dub,
okay.
That's pretty close. There's a band called The Buttless Chaps. It's a Canadian.
Wait, you're going to let me guess, right?
Yeah, I'm just in there Canadian.
The Buttless Chaps are, I'm going to say they're rock.
They played a hybrid of punk, new wave, and alternative country.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know how you'd guess that. But they had vocals, guitar, and banjo, and keyboards.
Okay.
And an accordion and a synthesizer.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. Indie rock, they called it, though. So I guess you're right. That's rock.
Yeah.
Fat Family. There's a band called Fat Family.
Fat Family?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to say they're R&B.
It's F-A-T, but it's soul pop, New Jack Swing.
Oh, I was a little
pretty
bit.
Pretty close.
Yeah,
close. They're Brazilian.
Yeah.
The Gates of the Gates of Slumber.
The Gates of Slumber.
Yeah,
what a stupid name for a
band. Does that sound like you're going to fall asleep?
Yes, it does.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Gates of Slumber.
Yeah, let's all take a nap.
Ready to take a nap.
Yeah. I have no idea what that would be.
It's called Doom. doom metal or stoner metal.
Oh, I'm not sure what the stoner metal would entail.
Yeah, I don't either. I guess metal, heavy metal that have stoners, I guess. Satanic Porno Cult Shop is the name of a band.
Yeah, they must be
It's all one word, Satanic Porno Cult Shop. It's a Japanese experimental music group.
That was my second guess.
It was?
Yeah.
Japanese experimental group? Mm-hmm. Oh, Japanese experimental. You should start listening to that.
Yeah.
Two Live Crew broke up in 98.
Did they?
Sorry, babe.
The musical genius of Two Live Crew.
Yeah, Two Live Crew was you remember that that skit on Saturday Night Live when I think it was like, or maybe Luther Campbell was really on it. I can't remember if it was that or Chris Rock was being Luther Campbell, but it was supposed to be Luther Campbell, and then everybody, it was Luke Skywalker, and random people like Phil Hartman and Jan Hooks would show up and say, oh, I have a great lyric for you.
Oh,
and they would
try to
give him dirty lyrics, and I think it was Chris Rock, now I think about it. Like just random white people are giving him
real white versions of dirty lyrics.
Color Me Bad broke up in 98.
Oh, that's a shame.
Thank God. I want to sex you up. You know, that should have been our song, because we both sang that together pretty good just now.
Yeah.
You agree?
No.
Faith No More broke up. You remember Faith No More?
I do.
I want it all, but you can't have it. Or you want it all.
My roommate Marge loved Faith No More.
It's it. What is it? It's it. What is it?
All right.
It's it. That's the best. Crisscross broke up in 98.
Crisscross will make you jump.
I think Daddy Matt got pissed at Chris, and then Cross said, F you. Porno for Pyros. You've heard
I remember
of them, right?
Yeah.
They broke up. The Presidents of the United States, the Presidents of the United States of America broke up.
Okay.
In 98.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's something that's so sad.
Yep.
SWV broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Tribe Called Quest broke up in 98.
Oh, did they?
They had the Love Movement album, and then they broke up after that. Yeah,
really? Fife, I thought they were around longer than that.
Well, they got back together, I think, a couple times, but that was the last. The Love Movement was the last album. That was a great album.
Yeah.
But Fife and Q-Tip had a falling out.
Didn't get along.
They have. There's a documentary. I think it's on Netflix, or it used to be. That was really, really good. And Fife was sick. You know, before he died, he got. I can't remember what disease he had, but he and Q-Tip really fought.
Didn't get along.
Which sucks because they're awesome.
Yeah.
I love both of them.
1998. What happened in 1998, honey?
Well, in 1998, the Royal Rumble was won by Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Again, remember he won the last one, but
yeah,
he cheated.
What's it? What
this one he won, I guess.
Fair and square?
It was like the last two were him and The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
But The Rock wasn't quite The Rock yet. He was still Rocky Maivia. He was kind of
okay.
He was part of the Nation of Domination.
Okay.
They were sort of like a Black Panthers type
Native
group.
American.
No, they're black guys that are like, the Nation.
He's not black, is he?
The Domination. He is, gosh, what is he exactly? His father was Rocky Johnson, who's African-American.
Oh, okay.
And his grandfather on his mother's side was Peter Maivia, High Chief Peter Maivia, who was Hawaiian native, or a Hawaiian.
Oh, Hawaiian.
Not
That's
Hawaiian,
right.
But like.
Well, he's going to be our president, so.
Samoan or something like that? Who's going to be our president?
The Rock.
I think it's going to be Oprah.
Yeah, I think it's
Oprah, The Rock, 20.
Oprah and The Rock. It's a free for all now, so who fucking knows?
Anyway, Stone Cold won the Royal Rumble, and then that means at WrestleMania he got to fight Shawn Michaels for the heavyweight championship, and Mike Tyson was a special guest referee.
I keep thinking Shawn Michaels is the guy that owns the wrestling, but that's Vince McMahon, isn't it?
Yeah, Vince McMahon.
Because how come Shawn Michaels has a normal name and everybody else has something stupid?
Well, he was the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Oh, okay. So
he was one of the
Rockers.
Yeah, he had a stupid name too. Yeah. And I was thinking you might think Bret Michaels. If I say Shawn Michaels, but Shawn Michaels was, you remember he's the.
I remember. You always say that. You remember.
No, from an earlier episode when we were talking, he's the.
Oh.
He's the who's the American Idol guy that didn't? Who's not Brian Dunkelman?
Brian Dunkelman.
Yeah, who's the other one?
Ryan Seacrest.
Shawn Michaels is the Ryan Seacrest.
That's right.
Marty Jannetty's the Dunkelman.
That's right.
But you know what? How about this? Just now.
Yeah.
I didn't remember what the Seacrest was. I could only remember Dunkelman. Who was Dunkelman's partner? I couldn't remember his name.
Dunkelman's the star in your eyes.
Dunkelman is the star. Yeah. That's what American Idol's back now this year.
Oh, it is?
It's on a different channel.
Okay.
And I was really hoping Brian Dunkelman would host.
Yeah.
Because Seacrest got in trouble for some sex thing.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He's down for the count again?
So Mike Tyson was a special guest referee, and he helped Stone Cold in the match.
Okay.
Something. So. 1998. One of the first recognized instances of internet democracy was seen when Hank the Angry Drunken Dwarf, a regular on Howard Stern, was voted. You know who that is? You used to listen to that, right?
Yep.
He was voted number one as a write-in for People's 50 Most Beautiful People. He beat out Leonardo DiCaprio by over 215,000 votes.
Hank the Angry Drunken Dwarf.
You remember that? You watched that? You listened to that?
Yeah.
So you remember that happening?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all. The top song was Iris by Goo Goo Dolls. I love that album. I love the Goo Goo Dolls. Big movies. Saving Private Ryan, Armageddon, and There's Something About Mary. Which
I've only seen one of those.
I'll guess which one. There's Something About Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I had never seen
Me
Saving
too.
Mary.
And I actually, that's... The original working title was Semen Hair.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. It was Semen Hair.
Semen Hair.
That's actually the only thing I ever think about when I think of that movie.
Me too.
It's just the semen dripping out of her hair.
Yeah, I know. That's what anybody thinks about when they think about
the semen dripping movie.
Yeah.
That's a semen dripping movie.
Right, that's there. Right. Yeah.
Do you want to guess how much a Coca-Cola 2-liter bottle cost in 1998?
I'm a 2-liter?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say $1.25.
Oh, no, it was only 89 cents.
Oh, I wouldn't be good on the prices, right?
No, you'd be terrible at
that. I would.
Do you want to guess how many BTUs a GE air conditioner had?
No, I don't care.
Or what the cost of an 8,000 BTU GE air conditioner
What? It's so random.
$319.
Like, why do they pick these random things?
I don't know. It's such a weird website, I guess.
What about Bayer aspirin? Do they mention that one?
No, it's not. No? It's only in that one.
It's just
so
the one.
Nothing else to compare it to.
That's right.
Serena and Venus Williams said that they could beat any man ranked 200 or higher in a game of tennis. Karsten Brasch, ranked 203, accepted the challenge and easily beat them 6-1 and 6-2.
Boom. Is what I say about that.
The World Series champions in 98 were the New York Yankees. They won like every year.
I was going to say,
time.
Aren't they every year?
Around that time, they were just always, it was just always the Yankees. And it's like, I think that's why I stopped watching baseball. Just like, oh, the Yankees again. Who cares?
That and it's incredibly boring.
And it's sometimes boring. Yeah. It's boring. The Broncos, we talked about. The Bulls won the championship again. Same thing.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan every year with the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Wings again, you know, named after minstrel things.
They were big Blues rivals because St. Louis
Blues were?
And the Red Wings.
Were the Red Wings rival? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. You know, I'm from Toledo, so everybody's Red Wings fans up
there.
Like, everybody's got Red Wings jerseys and those that like hockey for some reason, which, you know.
I've never been into hockey.
Yeah, all hockey fans are pieces of shit.
No, wait a minute.
Assholes.
I don't want to listen
to this show.
No. You're ridiculous.
Fuck hockey fans. They're all dicks.
No.
Actually, Brian McCartney, husband of Jessica.
He's a hockey fan.
He's
a sports fanatic.
Not everything, though. He hates basketball.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
You know, I think basketball is one of the more entertaining things to watch.
Oh, he's not going to like
he's
you
gonna
no more.
He's going to be mad at
me. He's going to hate your guts.
I mean, it's a little more entertaining. It's real fast-paced and stuff.
Yeah,
compared.
But the thing I hate about basketball is the game starts and it's like, okay, it's 2-0.
Yeah.
Oh, 2-2. Oh, 4-2. Oh, 4-4. Oh.
All right, you made your point.
It just
goes.
It's gonna get up to the hundreds. So
so it takes forever.
So can I just watch this in the last
few minutes?
I just want to watch the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So March Madness is going on right now.
Yeah,
that's what I do. I like. Oh, the game's almost over. This is great. Now I want to
watch
the last.
Now I can watch the last little bit.
Well, the last 2 minutes, last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's like that's great.
Well, that's football too, isn't it?
Yeah, football's like that too. But with football, the whole game's exciting because people get crushed and destroyed, and you can see them getting brain injuries.
Oh my God.
I guess that's not.
And they're all turning
into
serial killers.
Yeah, well, you know, if you get 200 touchdowns, you should be allowed to.
Yeah, that's true.
So
we kind of established that.
We established that. But, and then hockey, my gripe with hockey is just I can't find the puck. I can't see any. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it is astonishing.
I mean, they just fight all the time,
don't
they?
That's the thing that's astonishing to me. That's the only sport where they just let them fight. When they start fighting, they just let them beat the shit out of
them. But don't they go in the penalty box or something?
They do after it's all said and done, but they just let them fucking get it out, I guess. Like, just punch the shit out of each other.
Isn't that weird?
It's
kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
why did hockey get to be the thing that's what they said was okay?
Yeah, well, we'll just let them fight. I remember when I first realized that or started watching it, I was like, wait a minute, what?
It's like boxing mixed with a different sport. And figure skating.
Yeah, it's like they just stop. And the referees just let them beat the shit out of each other.
Boxing and figure skating combined.
But there is something about hockey that just pisses you off when you're playing it, I think. I never could ice skate, so I've never played it. But we had, in gym class, we had
field
floor
hockey.
Hockey.
Yeah.
You had floor hockey.
We had field hockey.
that outside. Mm-hmm. We had floor hockey in the gym, so it was like plastic pucks and plastic things, and you just ran with your tennis shoes on. But every time I played that, I would get so mad. Pissed off. I want to beat the shit out of somebody with that stick. Yeah. I get so mad because you can't. It's frustrating. You can't get the.
Well, anytime grown men are holding a stick of some sort, they'll end up beating each other with it. That's just human nature.
I guess that is. I mean, I never want to beat the shit out of people when I play baseball.
That's what I was just going to say. Baseball players don't beat each other with bats.
It was just hockey when I played hockey in gym.
But there's only one guy holding a stick in baseball. They're all holding
Everybody's got a weapon, I guess.
Everyone's got a weapon in hockey.
I never got upset in basketball, but just when I played floor hockey in Miss Hyder's gym class, I wanted to beat the shit out of Robbie Jones. God damn it, Robbie Jones, get the fuck out of my way. Okay. I love Rob Jones, but I want to kick his ass when I play floor hockey.
All right, what else? Yeah.
Kentucky Derby champion.
Seabiscuit.
Right.
Oh, that was like the 30s.
This is when we went back in time?
No.
This is so far the dumbest horse name.
What is it?
Real Quiet.
That's a stupid name.
Real Quiet is the name of the horse. Real Quiet.
Who names the horses? They're not real swift.
Barry.
Why can't they have names like dog names?
Barry names them.
Barry does down at the horse
place?
His
name is just Barry.
Yeah. He's got a dumb name. So
Barry Gustafson. Okay. He names all the horses and always has. It's been a Gustafson family tradition for a long time. Mark McGwire hit 70 home runs.
Yeah.
Do you remember all that stuff? The Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa home run races?
Yes.
That stuff was going crazy. And it's another one of those things. Like it's like with it's
now,
like with,
Mark McGwire juiced. Did Sammy Sosa juice? Yeah.
Yeah, they both were normal sized dudes, and then all of a sudden they were monsters of humans, and then they hit all these home runs, and everybody collectively just looked the other way. We all knew that happened because clearly they were, and like Barry Bonds was the same way. He was like a little guy, and then all of a sudden he gains 100 pounds, and then is a monster, and we all just pretended, oh, there's nothing. It's the same thing like we with George Michael. Everybody just obviously he's super gay, but everybody was just like, no, he's not gay.
See, no, I never.
Back in
realized
the
80s. It that he was.
I think we all didn't realize.
But I never really saw him like talking and stuff. It was just
you didn't see the
singing and
Wham!
I know.
Video. Wake me up before you go.
Well, everybody danced like that in the '80s.
He's wearing a pink sweatshirt, yellow fingerless gloves, and jorts, like short jean shorts.
True.
He's more gay than he is a person.
Elton John was another one who.
But everyone. That's because everyone
wore feather boas and stuff.
Right. Everyone was just completely
Liberace.
Like pretended gay wasn't a thing.
That's right.
So. But we all, of course, know they're gay. We really thought about it. But I think same thing with Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. They just, everybody.
They're gay.
Just was like, no, it's like the same with the gay as with the steroids. We were like, oh.
You just ignore it.
You just pretend it's not there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you should be able to enjoy gay, but nobody did. Everybody's so homophobic that they just pretended that wasn't a thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to go, they didn't want to let their brains go there that there could be gay people around. Which, now that we've accepted gay people, it's great because they're better than everybody.
Yep. They love Barbies.
Earring Barbie. But anyway, so that whole home run thing comes up later too. But I remember being in college when I worked at that gas station. Remember the gas station I worked nights?
Yes. Which I'm so shocked you never got shot at.
Well, it was a college town, but
still, it was right by the highway.
Yeah, it was right by the highway. That was probably a bad idea. But I worked nights, and I would be listening to the home run, you know, the baseball on the radio and stuff, and everybody was talking about. People would come in, oh, who's up? Did Sammy hit a home run today? Oh, did Mark McGwire hit one? Because they would just go back and forth between each other. And it was like a race for the most home runs ever.
Yeah.
And they both blew it out of the water, but they were both steroided out. 1998. Okay, this was the year of the famous quote, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Scandals, RIP, and odd news.
This is my favorite.
George Michael, speaking of him.
Oh.
98, George Michael.
I know what happened.
Okay,
He was in the bathroom. It was a bathroom scandal.
Yep.
In a bathroom.
He was arrested in 1998 for engaging in a lewd act in a public restroom in a Beverly Hills, California park. That's the other thing. We tell people you have to hide it. You have to not let anyone know. You can't talk about it. We don't want to hear about the gay. Just hide it somewhere.
Yeah.
And then we arrest people for blowing each other in a bathroom or whatever they're doing. Because that's the only place they're allowed to do it. That's the whole problem.
You know, that or the comfort of their own home.
Yeah, I guess. But they probably can't because half the people in their own home don't want to know.
I think
that
it would be bad if it was a heterosexual couple as well, but people act more shocked because of the fact that they're gay.
Oh, but you don't think he had to do it in a public restroom to hide it? I guess George Michael wouldn't have to.
Why would you be in a public restroom if you can hide it?
Oh, so maybe they're just doing it to be kinky.
I don't know. Maybe it was the thrill of the moment. Maybe some.
Sometimes when
they
you're
gazed
really
into each other's eyes and then.
A new relationship, you can't help it. You just need to do it wherever
that's
you are.
That's right.
Maybe it was a nice public restroom.
Maybe it was.
Maybe there was a glory hole.
Maybe there was an attendant.
Oh, maybe that attendant was hot.
Maybe it was the attendant.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he and George Michael saw each other and maybe he said, hey, didn't you that wake me up before you go guy?
Yeah.
And then he said.
They were in London,
yeah.
Pretty sure.
No. It's no? Beverly Hills, California.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I always thought it was
I accept
London.
Your fucking apology.
He's English, so.
I accept your apology.
All right.
Wow. You're wrong and I'm right. The current whereabouts of serial killer Pedro Lopez, one of the most prolific killers of the 20th century, are unknown after being released for good behavior in 1998.
Ooh. Where was he Brazilian, I wonder?
I don't know.
Pedro Lopez.
Pedro Lopez, he might have been, but he was one of the most prolific killers of the 20th century. He was let out for good behavior.
That's
serial killer.
Creepy.
That's crazy.
It must have been in somewhere. I mean, it must have been in another country. Some countries are real lenient on their sentence.
Sony produced a Handycam night vision camcorder. Which
Where is serial killer Pedro Lopez from?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, me.
Oh, God, you all I want.
He's Colombian, so I was close. Brazilian. He killed 110 girls, but claims to have raped and killed more than 300 girls. Holy moly. And he is free. Well, that's lovely. I'm so glad.
Sony produced a Handycam night vision camcorder, which unknowingly had the ability to see through people's clothes.
I knew you were going to say that.
They were immediately recalled.
I don't know why I knew you were going to say it.
Because I already read it while you were blathering on about
no,
that.
No, but you didn't read the whole thing. You didn't read about it.
I didn't.
Being X-ray vision.
Don't you think if that was a possibility, they would make bank
make a
on
lot?
That?
Yeah, I know.
I would buy that.
It's probably illegal.
Day.
It's probably illegal.
Oh.
You can't take pictures of people with X-ray cameras.
Well, what if you want to?
Well, because you can't, because that's illegal.
Oh, man.
Then you get to see people. You just want to see the neighbors.
I want to see all of our neighbors.
Yeah.
They are looking fine.
All right. What else?
When they drop the coupons, they're looking fine.
All right.
Yeah, the whole Monica Lewinsky thing was 98.
Oh, yeah.
We all know about that. The news of his extramarital affair and the resulting investigation eventually led to the impeachment hearing of Bill Clinton in 1998.
My favorite was when John Goodman would play Linda Tripp.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah,
it was
great.
Awesome.
John Goodman was great. There are three quickie celebrity marriages in 1998.
All right. Britney Spears and that idiot.
Britney Spears wasn't even around in 98. Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, I'll
nine days. They were married for nine days.
9 days.
Catherine Oxenberg and Robert Evans. 12 days.
Okay.
I don't know who either one of those are.
I know who Catherine Oxenberg is.
You do? Who's that?
She was on Dynasty or something.
Oh, give a shit. Jerry Seinfeld met his wife while she was engaged to another man. She married the other guy in June 98, went on a 3-week honeymoon, came back, and moved in with Seinfeld. Divorced her husband by October, and was engaged to Seinfeld before the year was out. November 98.
Boom. I wonder if they're still married.
I thought he married somebody. Isn't he on a second marriage? I have no idea.
No
I thought
clue.
He married like somebody real young, like she was like a teenager.
This is one of the parts Ryan's going to start screaming at the...
Yeah.
At
I thought Jerry Seinfeld home. Married a 19-year-old.
He was married to Drew Barrymore.
And, you know, and I think the other guy who she left after the honeymoon was Brian Dunkelman.
It could be.
Could have been. I wonder who that was. I wonder if it was Elaine Boozler.
Could be.
You think so? Remember her?
Yeah, I do.
The pop vocalist death of 98.
Hmm.
82 years old.
Who's a pop vocalist?
Pop vocalist.
It was 82.
Yep.
I don't know.
He's quoted as saying, I got chunks of guys like you in my stool.
Frank Sinatra. I don't ever think of him when I think of pop.
Yeah, I don't either. But I guess that was popular.
Yeah, back then. Yeah.
Yeah, back in the crooner days. Country legend vocalist death.
Country legend vocalist death. Johnny Cash.
Nope.
No.
It's a lady. She was 55.
Oh, Tammy Wynette?
Tammy Wynette.
Was it?
Yeah. I don't think I knew that she was dead.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure who she really is.
She sings, Stand By Your Man.
Oh, okay. I guess I did know that.
Yeah.
Pop star turned congressman death.
What? Pop star
turned congressman.
I have no idea.
Sonny Bono.
Oh, right. That's right.
When Sonny Bono died?
I do.
And the most tragic of all,
yes.
And I remember exactly where I was when I heard the news, television star, comedian death.
Oh, Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman, age 49. Yeah. That was
so sad.
Awful. That was just an awful, awful thing. I remember the moment I heard the news, I was so shocked and appalled and upset. I was in a van down by the river. No, I was not. I was driving a van for the library. I delivered books from one library
to another. That's right. I remember you did that.
And I remember hearing it was a morning. I worked mornings and I was driving. I heard on the radio and I was just
poor Phil Hartman.
And they had Victoria Jackson and John Lovitz or somebody was on the radio. They were all on the radio talking about it. They were all in tears and all shook up. And they were trying to like put pieces together and they didn't know what happened. And it turned out his wife was crazy.
Yeah, she killed him and she killed herself.
Yeah. Oh, terrible. Phil Hartman was the best.
He was.
So talented and funny. Oprah Winfrey died in 1998.
No, she did not. You liar.
Oh, no. She hired the company Courtroom Sciences, Inc. Mm-hmm. to help her analyze and read the jury during her Texas cattleman lawsuit in 1995.
Cattleman lawsuit.
She was so impressed by the head of the company, Phil McGraw, that she eventually had him appear weekly on her show.
Dr. Phil.
In 1998, before his own show was launched. That was Dr. Phil.
So wait a minute.
Courtroom Sciences, Inc.
He worked for Courtroom Sciences, Inc.?
I guess.
I know he's not a real doctor.
Texas cattleman lawsuit. Why is he called Dr. Phil?
Because he's a jackass, I think.
A lot of people like Oprah less because of Dr. Phil.
Yeah, well, because... And Dr. Oz, too. He's kind of a charlatan, too.
They don't like him either?
No. He's a shill.
People are so stupid.
What?
On April Fool's Day, 1998... Burger King took out a full-page ad in USA Today introducing a Whopper designed especially for lefties. The new burger would contain the same ingredients as the original, but rotated 180 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Thousands of customers swarmed BK restaurants requesting the Lefty Whopper.
Oh, God. People are stupid. Left-handed people are fucking stupid.
Fucking left-handers. I'm going to say it again. Fuck left-handed people. I hate those fuckers. I've always hated them with their stupid red scissors.
It's so stupid.
Everybody else had the green scissors. They had the red-handled scissors. That's stupid, sons of bitches. Greg Jones was a fucking lefty. Yep. And I think he wasn't left-handed. He just wanted her to feel special and told everybody he's left-handed so he could use the fucking different scissors.
No, the red scissors.
Goddamn left-handed dicks.
That's funny.
If you're a left-hander and you're listening right now, turn off the podcast.
Stop it.
Delete the podcast. Stop. You're not allowed to listen. Sorry. It's for right-handers only.
Stop.
Okay. You're welcome, left-handers, to listen.
Yeah.
Amy talked me into it. You're lucky she's on this podcast or else you left-handers will be banned from the podcast.
Well, they are pretty stupid.
Fucking idiots. I hate them. I hate them.
All right.
No, I don't hate them. I love left-handers.
Joking.
If you're a left-hander and you know me personally and you're listening out of courtesy, let me know, and I owe you a hug, a 35-second
hug. Shirtless hug.
Shirtless 35-second sweaty hug where I kind of drool and cry at the same time.
That's right.
And I'm eating a waffle cone with chicken in it.
All right.
And syrup.
Okay.
Yep. So that's what I'll give you.
Okay.
The website hamsterdance.com was created in 1998 as a result of a competition between Canadian students to see who could generate the most traffic and is one of the earliest examples of an internet meme. The song, produced by the Boomtown Boys, came out in 2000.
Oh, okay.
You ever heard of that?
I have never seen the Hamster Dance.
We'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Make Audrey watch it.
See what she thinks.
Yep. One satellite failed in 1998 and it caused about 80% of the world's pagers to stop working.
Pagers. Pagers are stupid, too.
My pager. Yo, you call my pager. What do you want? Scott Page.
I wonder if anybody still uses a pager.
No. Nobody uses those. Only when you're trying to wait for a table in a restaurant.
That's right. Or if you're like a drug dealer and you don't want, like, or I guess they have burner cell phones and that's what they would use, I guess.
I don't know.
I wonder if they make pagers still for any reason.
I don't think so.
No.
Probably not.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I wonder what drug dealers do. Do they tweet or Snapchat because it disappears?
Oh, maybe. But you can screenshot Snapchat, so it doesn't ever really disappear.
Hey, if you're a drug dealer and you're listening, call us. Give us a call at 1-900-HOT-TITS.
That's right.
No, or hit us up at Twitter, at History for Jerks.
Yep, and tell
us. Or you can email us at historyforjerks@gmail.com or something.
I don't know,
whatever it is.
We better get it right, because what if there really is somebody who wants to email us?
It's historyforjerks@gmail.com, but there's also, we have a website. You can leave a comment on our website, historyofjerks.com.
History for jerks.
A history of jerks. These two fucking jerks doing this goddamn podcast. So seriously, we just started this podcast as try to do something for fun, do something together, right. And it's taken off. You know, we can't control it.
That's right.
Maybe it's not taken off, but we just enjoy doing this. We pretend. Fuck you if you're not listening or are listening, or if you're wondering why we're doing it. We like doing this. So what?
Well, and maybe it is taken off. We don't know. 1998.
David Bowie launched a dial-up internet service provider known as BowieNet, which came with its own email and exclusive content. The service lasted until 2006.
Oh.
Oh, the final episode of Seinfeld aired on May 14th, 1998.
That was sad because it was over. Because it never jumped the shark, Seinfeld.
But oh, listen to this. Why. The TV Land Network honored the occasion by airing no programming in the show's time slot. Instead, the network just showed a still photo of a closed office door.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Seinfeld. That was sad when that ended. Oh, Harry Potter's stupid shit book.
Those are good books. Henry loves those books.
I like Henry. Leonard Nimoy hosted a Y2K family survival guide in which various interviewees, including congressmen, medical professionals, and computer technicians, discussed the implications of Y2K and how various computer systems could fail catastrophically.
Oh, that was a biggie.
Remember what a big deal that whole thing was?
Yes, it was.
This was nothing?
Yep, nothing happened.
This was nothing.
I always knew it was nothing going to be.
You didn't.
I did too.
You
I always said, worried. That shit's going to happen.
You were scared. You were crying, shit in your pants, New Year's Eve 99.
Nope.
I thought at least Prince would have been doing something big on 99.
Yeah, no kidding.
The U.S. National Institute of Health redefined the BMI for overweight from 27.8 to 25, making 25 million Americans previously thought of as healthy officially overweight.
Those fuckers.
Sons of bitches.
Those fuckers.
And now, this is why my doctor tells me I'm a fat piece of shit every time I go in there. Yeah. She's like, you are a fat, worthless tub of shit, and I hate your guts.
She's a little abusive.
Oh, my God, this is a huge one. Huge! Gillette introduced the Mach 3 Razor, the first triple-blade shaving tool.
So everybody's twat hairs were shaved
clean off. Twat hairs, beautiful twat hairs. Roy Berger did 3,416 push-ups in Ottawa, Canada on August 30th.
On his finger?
With his dick.
We got a lot of push-up. We got a lot of push-up history.
Push-up history. There's just, push-up we, should history. Make, we could make a whole new podcast called push-up history.
Push-up history.
History of push-ups. Yep.
Cost of the Super Bowl added 1998.
$1,500,000. No?
You're 200,000 off.
What is it?
1 million. Well, you're 200,000 off.
Well, is it up or down?
Down.
Oh.
1,300,000.
Don't make me do math this late
at
night.
You stupid idiot. No, I'm just kidding. You're not an idiot. You're a beautiful idiot.
By the way, we do this podcast very late at night after working full days. So if we're extra idiotic, sometimes that's why.
That's why we're idiots, not just because we're idiots. Do you remember the year 98? A Bug's Life and Ants both came out. There were two movies about bugs.
Yeah. They were.
And this led me to believe that this was a new era and that we would just have bug movies every year.
No, it didn't.
Forever. There was two in 1 year.
I know, but that didn't lead you to believe anything.
So I assumed that there would be bug movies all the time, and now there's not anymore.
There was a bee movie. Who knows? Who cares?
Big Lebowski was a great movie that year.
Oh, such a good movie.
Remember the song from Armageddon? Don't want to miss a thing.
That was a horrible song.
I sing that because there's a girl that I work with that looks kind of like Liv Tyler, so every time I see her, I sing that to her, and she hates it.
I'm sure she does.
She hates my guts. She threw a shoe at me once.
She's not the only person to have done that either.
Godzilla came out in 98.
Oh, your
that
brother
pissed,
Andy hates it.
That pissed
it.
Andy off. And Andy. You remember Andy from last episode? Good thing he wasn't here for this episode because he would go on a tirade.
Yeah, about Godzilla.
He would scream and yell and run
out.
I
clearly remember that.
If you ever want to piss him off, mention the Godzilla movie.
And say that you thought it was good.
Yeah.
Then
he will probably cut
you. His head will pop off.
He will strangle you.
Yeah.
He hated it. He had an irrational thing with Godzilla, though. Like, all because he had a toy that he loved when he was a kid of Godzilla.
He probably still
owns
it.
It was his favorite toy. He probably does. And so he couldn't wait for that movie, and then it was awful.
Awful.
And he's mad. The Truman Show.
Yeah, I remember.
Waterboy, The Wedding Singer.
Adam Sandler was busy.
You've Got Mail.
Oh, stupid.
That came out in 98. Patch Adams. Remember that?
Oh, it's awful.
So Saving Private Ryan was the number one. ER was the number one show still. Followed by Friends.
I never watched ER.
Frasier. I didn't either. I didn't like the blood and guts. You'd probably love it. You love guts and
like
gross
a,
shit.
Yeah, it's too much. It was like a soap opera.
Montel Jordan was still big in 98. Celine Dion, Blackstreet, Backstreet Boys,
Montel
Aerosmith,
Jordan, wasn't he
Dixie
a talk
Chicks.
Show guy?
No, he sang...
Who am I thinking of?
This is how we do it. There was a Montel. I don't know what his last name is.
Montel Williams or something?
Montel Williams.
Is that right?
Puff Daddy. R. Kelly was big in 98.
R. Kelly's getting peed on by 12-year-old.
The number one hits were Candle in the Wind, Truly Madly Deeply by Savage Garden.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson, Together Again. Usher, Nice and Slow. My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. Getting Jiggy With It by Will Smith.
Yeah.
Getting Jiggy With It. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Getting Jiggy With It. Lauryn Hill, Doo Wop. That Thing. That Thing. That Thing. The Oscars were hosted by Billy Crystal, and Titanic won everything. Yeah, Billy Crystal won. He hosted again.
We just watched the crash scene from Titanic in my classroom.
You did?
Yesterday. Yeah, it's really good. I never saw the movie.
I never did either. We should watch it.
The actual crash scene is really well done.
Oh,
it's scary because we read a story about Titanic.
Did the kids panic and cry?
No, but it was interesting to watch. It made it interesting.
And the Grammys were hosted by Kelsey Grammer.
Really?
That's probably a joke. Like, Grammys by Grammer. Yeah, I didn't know he ever hosted them.
Why would he?
But Frasier was big then.
Oh, okay.
And the big three winners that won, they each won three Grammys, were Bob Dylan, R. Kelly, and Alison Krauss. You know who that is?
No.
She's a country singer, I guess. Mm. Bluegrass.
Then I would not know her. Is it my turn?
Deep dive. It's time for a deep dive. I got a fresh hop slam. I'm ready to deep dive into yourself.
And some giant glasses.
I got some giant glasses, reading glasses. I got a delicious hop slam. I'm ready to make a deep dive.
Deep dive.
I'm going to deep dive into serial killer Wayne Adam Ford.
Oh, a serial killer.
Yes.
Wayne.
You said you prefer those, so.
Wayne Adam Ford. I do. I think I do. I think.
Yeah, so I accept your apology for all the times you make fun of me for liking serial killers.
No, I don't like them. I just don't like sadness.
Yeah.
Well, these are all sad.
They're all sad, but my favorite, though, when I open Wikipedia and try to read about him, at the very top, the first thing it says is, this article is about the American serial killer. For the Iowa State Representative, see Wayne Ford. And I thought that was hysterical.
So poor Wayne Ford probably has on his signs, Wayne Ford, not the serial killer.
Poor
guy. Why don't you change your name? There was a local guy here in North Carolina named Dennis Rape.
Yep, that's right.
And he kept running for student...
Senate or something.
Board. No, the school board.
Yeah, that's right. His name was Dennis Rape.
And... that's the worst name. Just you have to, if you want to be on school board, Dennis, that's fine, but you have to change your name.
Yeah, you can't.
No one will vote for rape on the school board.
No, that's true.
No rape on the school board. Okay. Jesus.
All right. So on Dennis. November 4th, 1998, Wayne Adam Ford made headlines when he walked into the sheriff's station in Northern California, pulled from his pocket a Ziploc bag with a severed breast inside, and admitted to killing four women.
Oh, where was this?
Northern California.
Northern California. On November 4th, he walked in. He walked into a police station with a boob.
With a boob in a bag.
A boob in a bag, a bag
pulled
of boobs.
Pulled it out from his pocket and said, I killed four women.
Oh, my gosh. On November 4th, huh?
Mm-hmm. Was there anything on November 4th that you wanted to discuss?
Well, the night before, this guy walked in with a boob. Jesse the Body Ventura was, because it was a Tuesday, is November 3rd. Jesse the Body Ventura was elected governor of Minnesota. All the police in the station were they were probably at the water cooler talking about the previous night's TV shows of Home Improvement, Moesha, Just Shoot Me, that show Working with Fred Savage.
Yeah.
And they probably were talking about Spin City and the show The Hughleys. Remember that?
No.
They're probably just all talking about, oh, did you see America's Greatest Pets last night?
Yeah.
And Buffy the Vampire Slayer was on the night before.
It could have.
But they probably were really all talking about Jesse the Body. Can you believe a wrestler is a governor in Minnesota?
That's true.
And then this guy walks into Northern California with a boob.
That's right. So he was 36. He was being held on murder charges in the Humboldt County Jail on $1 million bail.
He was being held at that point.
Yes. So Sheriff Dennis Lewis said Ford walked into his department, said he had some evidence, and pulled out the baggied boob.
The boob. Just the one boob.
One
not
boob.
Two boobs.
Just one. According to the sheriff, he was remorseful and apparently had reached a point in his life where he wanted to talk about what he'd been involved in. So isn't that nice?
I cut off a boob and now it's time to talk about it.
So investigators in Eureka said the four victims he mentioned were female hitchhikers and or sex workers who had been sexually assaulted before they were slain and mutilated.
Those poor people.
One of the slayings dated back to 1997 when the torso of a woman, 18 to 25, was found floating in a channel near Eureka.
Is that a torso? Hey, Dale. Dale, grab that. Is that a torso? Or is that an octopus? Torso. Yeah, that's a torso, not an octopus.
So all right, you can't identify a torso because the head's not there. You can't
There's
do
no
dental records.
Prints.
No dental records, no prints.
That's why we need a boob registry. I think no two boobs are probably the same. A nipple registry, maybe?
Well, now, if there was implants, they have, I think a lot of breast implants have serial numbers on them.
So what you're suggesting is that all women get implants?
No.
Or all people get implants?
I'm just saying if that would have been helpful.
You're saying you want everyone to get implants, men and women?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. No,
I would never leave the house.
So, all right.
I've been squeezing my own boobs.
So investigators found 6 or 7 body parts of the unidentified women based on information Ford provided. Mm. The breast he brought to the sheriff's station was from another victim. The first body found was discovered in October 1997. It had been so thoroughly dismembered that her identity remains unknown.
They still don't know who it is?
Believed to have been a hitchhiker who Ford picked up. Her mutilated torso was found in a marsh near Eureka.
Oh, Eureka.
One of her arms was later found on a beach. Her head, other arms, and parts of her legs are still missing. So he stored other body parts in the freezer of his Arcata trailer for a year.
He lived in a trailer?
And according to laboratory analysis, apparently tried to cook some of them.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to do with them?
That's true, I guess. On June 2nd, 1998.
June 2nd, 98, a very serious thing happened. And I'm still upset about it. It's actually seriously very upsetting. Sylvester Ritter died in a car accident. He was known as the Junkyard Dog. He's from the
I've
Charlotte area. Actually, I recently found out I work with a guy who went to high school with him.
Oh, wow.
He played football. He was a big dude. The Junkyard Dog, JYD, he was the best. He was the dog.
Man. I remember
that. He was the dog. So he died. And here's the saddest thing about it. He fell asleep at the wheel and crashed.
Wow.
Leaving his daughter's graduation.
Oh, that's sad.
Just got to see his daughter graduate high school, and then he died.
That's sad.
He was the best. Oh, the JYD.
All right.
No.
Okay, so then on June 2nd, the nude body of a Las Vegas sex worker, Tina Renee Gibbs, 26, was found in a Kern County aqueduct. She'd been strangled.
Ugh.
4 months later, the nude body of Lynette Dion White, a 25-year-old sex worker from Fontana, was found floating in a San Joaquin County irrigation canal.
Well, on June 2nd, that night they found her body in the aqueduct?
Yeah.
It was the same night Dan Aykroyd had a sitcom on called Soul Man.
All right.
I forgot that happened.
Then Patricia Ann Temez's nude body was found floating in the California aqueduct in San Bernardino County in October 1998. She had been strangled and one of her breasts was removed, the one he carried in his coat pocket more than a week later.
That was the boob
he carried it in. Yep.
So it was a week-old dead boob?
Yes. I think he was keeping it in his freezer.
He was carrying her boob around the freezer and he decided to turn myself
me. Yep, that's what he did. So after confessing to killing the four women, he told authorities he turned himself in so he wouldn't kill his ex-wife and leave his son an orphan. So that was
his motivation
his
for
rage,
turning himself in.
Yeah, because his
he was
rage
afraid he was kill his wife.
Yeah, his ex-wife. His rage was directed towards her. He said he was ashamed of what he was doing and his anger was mostly directed against his wife and he was getting more angry at her every day for keeping him from seeing their son.
Huh.
People who knew Ford have said he regularly complained that since his separation and divorce from his wife, he's been frustrated in his efforts to see their son.
I think she made the right decision.
Yeah, I think she did too. In a 3.5-hour interview with investigators just before his arraignment, he disclosed the location of the head of a woman's headless torso that was found October 26, 1997, in a channel outside Eureka. Pathologists hope to use knife and saw marks on the bones from 5 body parts he led them to at a campsite outside Trinidad to match them with still unidentified torso. He had kept the body parts in a freezer in his Airstream trailer in Arcata for the past year, but hid them in a hole at the base of a tree just days before turning himself in.
Hmm.
So he put them in a hole in the tree. So
there'll be a lot of ants.
A lot of ants.
A lot of bugs on those body parts.
So his arrest led officials to identify Patricia Ann Temez, who was a 29-year-old Victorville woman discovered dead 2 weeks ago in California Aqueduct, which I already talked about. She had been working as a sex worker at truck stops. And
that's, I guess, where you get the most
work. A friend said she was an upper-middle-class college student who dropped out because she liked to party too much and was really into crystal meth. So stay away from meth, kids.
That's a good route. That's a direct route to being a sex worker.
Yep, and being a serial killer.
Yeah, do you want to end up being a boob that a serial killer takes into a police station? Take some of this crystal meth. That's probably going to be what happens to you.
Exactly. So another one of his victims, Tina Renee Gibbs.
We should wake up our kids and tell them about this.
Yeah.
So that just to make sure they don't do crystal meth.
So she was a sex worker from Las Vegas, And
what's her name?
Tina Renee Gibbs.
Tina Renee Gibbs.
He admitted killing her, saying she died during rough sex that included bondage. And then the other two victims remain unidentified. He didn't know, couldn't remember their names. They were hitchhikers, though.
He didn't even know their names.
So who is Wayne Adam Ford?
Knows your name.
Wayne Adam Ford was born in Petaluma, California. He suffered a head injury at the age of 2. Ding, ding, ding. We fell off the stairs or something.
That's crazy. You said, I don't know, you said this a few episodes ago, that that's a common thing with serial killers. I never knew that in my life.
Well, so all of those helmets that the kids wear now when they're riding their bikes have probably saved the world from how many countless serial killers.
So all these people that go around saying, I never wore a helmet. Yep. I didn't need to.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? All your friends are fucking serial killers because of it.
That's right. And then he suffered another head injury when he was 19 and was hit by a drunk driver. So he had two head injuries. And the second one caused noticeable personality changes. That's when his personality, it was
so
like
a TBI.
So the
drunk driver did it. So we should probably make drinking and driving illegal.
Yeah, we probably should. When he was 9, his parents got divorced, and then he would go back and forth between them, and then he also lived with an uncle for a time as a teenager.
That uncle was probably up to no good.
Yeah, usually. And then when he was 17, he joined the Marine Corps.
Oh, the Marines.
And when he was 20, he met his first wife. Then when he was 21... he was arrested for attempted rape of a 15-year-old.
Oh, well, it took a turn.
Yeah, it did.
It took a turn at 21.
Yep. And then when he was 22, he started therapy and got a divorce.
Therapy to try to stop raping 15-year-olds?
I guess. But then he
when was the TBI?
The first 19? One when he was 2, and then another one when he was 19.
The 19 was the one that had the personality differences. Yes. So he was 19, and then he started trying to rape people.
Yeah. Then.
But he got married in between there.
He did. He got married. Well, he got married, like, and then he tried to rape.
I got
girl.
A different personality. I want to rape people. Oh, hey, Judy, want to get married?
Yeah,
okay,
right.
I love you.
So he was ultimately admitted into a psychiatric ward at the Naval Hospital for homicidal ideations. Oh. The psychiatrist diagnosed Wayne with adjustment reaction with mixed features and a personality disorder with explosive and immature features.
Huh. I haven't heard of the first one. I've heard of personality disorder.
Yeah, which is, a personality disorder is a horrible, horrible mental illness. It really is debilitating, and
it's very hard to deal with, and it's very hard for people who deal with these folks to realize that it's a disability. It just seems like they're just an asshole.
Yeah, that's right.
It's kind of like
ODD. Oh, oppositional
defiant disorder. Is that the same thing as personality disorder?
No, that's in something ballpark? Kids.
Oppositional defiant disorder or something.
When you're just a bad kid.
Yeah, they diagnose it in somebody, and as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
It's just that they're a fucking asshole about everything, always.
Yep, that's true.
And they can't figure out why. Well, there's no reason to be an asshole. He's just being an asshole.
Yeah, he's just an asshole.
Okay, he's got ODD. He's just always a fucking asshole.
That's right. It's exactly right. He was demoted from the rank of sergeant to corporal.
While he's still in the psychiatric hospital?
Yeah, after a number of infractions and write-ups. And then he started taking Haldol. After some episodes of violence.
Oh, that'll mess you up.
Yeah, I know. Those side effects are really bad.
Haldol's not...
In
ain't gots to be fucked with.
No. In October of that year, he was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, severe and chronic. And then he moved back in with his uncle.
So he's discharged from the Marines.
Yes.
He moved in with his uncle.
He was honorably discharged.
Honorably?
Yeah, they said that.
That don't sound like no honor to me.
When he was 24, he was honorably discharged for convenience of the government, character, and behavior disorders. So I don't understand the convenience of the government. That was a quote.
I would think you would take some time and maybe Google that.
Well,
be more prepared for our podcast.
Yeah, well, I didn't. So then in February 1985, he began driving delivery trucks for Sears and Ward's and repairing boats. He soon quit that job and moved to Southern California because the work was beneath him, he said.
I don't want to fix boats. I'm not a boat fixer. I'm way above that.
So then,
I'm a boob haver. I'm a boob cutter offer.
And then in 1986, he worked as a driver's helper loading trucks for American Delivery Service.
That's way better than a boat fixer.
And he delivered papers for Orange County Register. He worked at 2 car dealerships, a motorcycle shop, drove a school bus for disabled children, became a tow truck driver, and a security guard.
All those things at once?
No. He just went from job to job to job.
That's a lot of jobs.
Yeah, he'd be like, remember that Living Color Jamaica
14
man?
14 jobs.
Yeah,
Jamaica I have 14
man.
Jobs.
Then in 1986, he met a woman named Wadad Radwan, and he developed an on-and-off 6-year relationship with her.
Did he cut her boobs off?
No, he didn't. Oh. He was arrested in 86 for animal cruelty, too. He shot a dog in his backyard.
Well, you know.
Animal cruelty is another
serial killer signpost.
Sign. Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not defending that. I'm not saying you should kill dogs in your yard, but We don't know the circumstances. What if it was a rabid dog that got into his yard and was going to kill him? Have you seen Stella when I tried to take a sandwich away from her?
Yeah, no kidding.
She's pretty crazy.
She is. So then in October of 1987, he was 26. He met
same year as the License to Ill album came out.
He met and moved in with Janice Hawkins. And
Janice Hawkins.
He masturbated in front of her teenage daughter, though.
Was she cool with it? Janice.
Janice wasn't cool with that, no.
That you shouldn't do that. So just like the last episode,
yep.
Judy was masturbating with a red backpack.
Now, we don't know if that was Judy.
Oh, somebody was masturbating
So then...
This is becoming kind of a masturbation pod.
Masturbation push-ups podcast.
A masturbation push-up podcast.
So then he moved back in with a previous woman, Wadad.
Wadad, yo.
And then in 1988, he found a teen couple that was broken down by the side of the road. He brought them home, and then Wadad came home and found him playing cards. And he
was playing cards with the teenagers?
With the teenage couple.
Hey, guys, I know you're broken down and you want to get to where you're going, but let's play cards at my place. I got a boob in the fridge.
Well, and he had shorts on, and his balls were hanging out of his shorts while he was sitting there playing cards. And he said that he likes to watch the girls' reaction.
To seeing his balls?
To seeing his balls hanging out. Yeah.
Crumble up the scrotum and be like, hey, look at this chewed up piece of gum.
No, stop. Have you ever done that? Is that why you think that's funny?
See this chewed up piece of gum?
That sounds like something you might have done before. Okay, we're not going to that.
Know.
I don't want to go
a
into
A guy
that.
I know did that.
All right, so anyway.
It looks like a chewed up piece of gum.
All right.
And then before they realize it, they're looking at your scrotum before they realize it.
I'm going to call the cops.
Scrotums are gross.
I'm calling the authorities
call
right now.
Debbie.
So then in 1988, he watched his roommate's cousin sleep naked through a window.
1998 is when Hacksaw Jim Duggan won the Royal Rumble.
88
is when Hacksaw Jim Duggan won the first Royal Rumble ever. Then, so he did what to his cousins?
He was watching his roommate's cousin sleep naked through a window. So he was watching through a window.
His roommate's cousin?
His roommate's cousin was sleeping naked, and he was watching Peeping Tom, basically, behavior. Then in 1992, at age 31, he applied for a job with the U.S. Border Patrol.
Well, that makes sense.
But he didn't get it because his application was very odd, and he had a bunch of lies about...
Is this guy white?
Yeah. And most serial killers are.
White people are crazy.
White people are crazy.
White people crazy.
So then in 1992, he punched a girl in a bar and injured her. Says it was an accident.
Who hasn't punched a girl in a bar?
Then in 1993, arrested for suspicion of firing a weapon and cruelty to animals again.
Which, God, cruelty to animals is...
Yeah.
You know, if
that's one of the worst.
Yeah, if they just find... Anybody who does that, they just put them away forever?
Yeah.
There'd be no more murders.
Then in 1994, he was 32. He married his next wife.
Second wife,
that's right. And then in 1995, he had a son named Max, which was born to his wife.
That was above the trend. Max was a popular name. So
then in 1996, his wife leaves him, and this is where this is the ex-wife that causes him to
this wife snap. That leaves him is the one that makes him snap.
So in October 14th of 1997, that's when he picked up his first victim, who is the torso girl.
This is when he started killing. That was
that's
his
when
first
he started
kill.
Killing. That's right.
Oh my God, he went into a psychotic rage. His wife left him.
She was estimated to be 18 to 25 years old.
He already did all the gross sex stuff, but this is first murdering.
Yeah, and they could only tell that she was between 18 and 25. She was a non-smoker, and she had given birth before.
All they could tell about her?
Because she's just a torso.
And her lungs were okay because she didn't smoke.
Yeah. Then October 26th, 97, a human torso later determined to belong to the victim number one. That's when it was found. That was the date it was found.
October 26th, 97.
Then in January of 98, he got drunk at a bar and was bragging that he hated women and he wanted to cut them up and hide all of the body parts. So
he was bragging that?
Yeah,
and people were like, that's a brag?
And
they were probably watching Royal Rumble at the bar when Stone Cold Steve Austin was winning.
Could have been. And then in February 98, that's when he started driving a long-haul truck. So he was kind of known as the trucker killer kind of thing. In May of 98, he picked up the second victim, who was Tina Renee Gibbs that I talked about.
Tina Renee Gibbs.
Then in June 2nd, 98, that's when her body was found.
Birthday and her body was found while Sylvester Ritter was dying in a car crash.
And an autopsy determined she died of strangulation.
Oh.
Then September 98, allegedly picked up his third victim, who I talked about, Lynette Dion White, who was 25. And
September 25th?
September 25th is when her body was found.
Her body was found the same night that... A Vivica Fox and John Cryer show, Getting Personal, was on.
That sounds terrible.
So was Two of a Kind, which is a show that the Olsen twins did together when they're a little bit older. And September 25th just happened to be.
Here we go.
The same night, Mark McGwire hit a 66th home run.
Mm-hmm.
just 45 minutes after Sammy Sosa hit his 66.
Jeez.
They were on the 66 was the, I mean, 61 was the record, I think, before that year.
So they were just in a,
they were just one after another. And so this was a night, I'm sure I was at that gas station working that night.
Yeah.
And somebody asked me, what the fuck happened? And yeah, they both hit 66. Oh, my, is that crazy September?
And somebody's in California finding a nude body in the aqueduct.
At the same time, and they probably, while they were looking, hey, is that a new body in there? Is that a vagina? Hey, Mark McGwire hit his home run. Oh, well, you caught Sammy Sosa in, huh? Yeah. Oh, here's a tit.
All right, so then in October of 98, he allegedly picked up his fourth victim by a convenience store, and that's the one he said he paid her for sex, and then she died during sex.
Well, in October of 98, Nash Bridges was on with Don Johnson.
Yes, that's right.
And also, there was a new Love Boat, Love Boat the New Wave.
What?
The Next Wave. Love Boat, The Next Wave, starring Robert Ulrich.
I don't remember that.
And I don't think you knew that, but...
How you know? Maybe I knew it.
I didn't think you knew it, because I didn't know that that happened.
Oh.
October 23rd of 98, researchers reported the completed genetic sequence of chlamydia.
Yes.
Yeah, so they were able to recreate chlamydia for everyone. And Buff Bagwell turned on Rick Steiner during a match, leaving him to win a title on his own.
You're talking about wrestling.
Yeah. Bret Hart has now joined the WCW, and he beat Sting via knockout when he put an unconscious Sting in the sharpshooter. And Hollywood Hogan pinned Warrior after Horace Hogan came out and hit Warrior over the head with a steel chair.
A steel chair? That's unheard of.
Yeah. Yeah, he hit a person in the head with that.
That's pretty much that.
Just some shit.
All right. So then November 2nd, he calls his brother and says he needs help. And
the day before Jesse Ventura became a governor.
And then
so he calls his brother after he kills her.
Uh huh. And then
he tells him.
And then
he tells his brother.
He just says he's
his brother or his uncle.
His brother. His brother. And he just tells him he needs help.
Oh, he doesn't tell him what he did.
Then he goes on the fourth in and confesses to the police. So
so the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So then he was placed in a padded cell and put on suicide watch because of his unstable emotional state.
So he didn't really kill a lot of people.
Just four.
Just four.
Just four. But you have to, I think it's, you have to kill.
And none of
them. I think it's three with a cooling off period in between to be considered a serial
killer. Wait.
No, stop.
You're saying there are. Wait.
All right, stop it.
You're saying there is a. Criteria?
Yes.
You have to meet to be a serial killer?
Yes.
Say the criteria
otherwise,
again.
People just willy-nilly call themselves serial killers.
You're just a killer. If you've killed three people without a waiting period. Wait, what is it?
It's three. You kill three people with a cooling off period in between your kills.
So if you kill four people in a row without
then you're a mass murderer.
So if I just go down, I go across the street, and I kill Debbie,
and then you go,
and then I go across the street,
yeah,
kill,
and then you're a mass murderer.
Mark, and then I kill Jenny, and then I kill Fred.
Yeah, then you're a
without
mass
cooling off and like going to work and doing my taxes.
Then you're a mass murderer.
Then I'm a mass murderer. Yeah. I'm a serial killer.
You kill Debbie.
If I go kill Debbie,
then you
and then
cool
I eat
off,
a sandwich.
Then you wait weeks, months, whatever.
Oh, it has to be more than a day.
Yeah.
What if I kill Debbie, and then I eat a sandwich, and then
no,
I go kill
you're
Mark?
You're still a mass murderer.
Still a mass murderer?
Yeah.
What if I eat two sandwiches?
No, mass murder.
What if I kill Debbie? I eat two sandwiches. I watch an episode of Murder,
nope.
She Wrote.
Nope, not going to happen.
Or I watch
Cagney
and Lacey.
You can only be a serial killer if you've waited weeks or months between kills.
What if I watch a marathon of Cagney and Lacey?
And I might have to be a little corrections corner on that because I'm not sure if it's about the time. But I know you have to have a cooling off period in between.
No, but who makes up that? Who says?
The FBI, Behavioral Sciences
Unit. Oh, the FBI,
unit.
And Behavioral Sciences Unit says that?
Yeah.
So you're saying if I watch a... Say I binge watch Cagney and Lacey, and say there's three seasons, so it takes me 2 days. And I murder people in between, like every
that's what I might have to look up, just to see how long the cooling off period is.
Well, if you end up calling anybody, use that exact scenario.
Okay, I will. I'll call the FBI, and then be at our door.
Call the FBI and say,
okay.
Am I a serial killer if I watch a bunch of Cagney and Lacey episodes, but I murder only after every third?
Okay, so then...
tell them it's research.
November 4th, the story was released to the public. Without giving too much detail, but it still got out about him coming in with a boob in his pocket.
Boob in a pocket. I got one boob in my pocket. Other one.
Stop it.
Still on a person.
Police that knew him stated their reactions to the press, and neighbors began to tell their own stories about Wayne. Some were untrue. Some were probably for attention. Then he was arraigned and indicted.
Arraigned and indicted.
Let's see. Judge Michael Smith rules most of his confessions admissible. However, confessions that were made after November 5th were inadmissible, I guess, because he was real medicated.
Oh, because of all the...
They put him on a bunch of medication.
Is that... Isn't that Haldol and all that?
Yeah, but they put him on a bunch after they put him in the padded cell.
He's in the padded cell.
Yeah. So they gave him a psychological exam. He was found to be only slightly more psychotic than the average inmate.
That's sad.
So, yeah.
And that makes you psychotic, being in there.
Yeah, that's right. So the jury on June 27th, 2006. Oh, I forgot to tell you that. He did not go to trial till 2006.
Whoa. So.
Yeah. He.
I can't do it. That's 19 years? No. In
99, he was transferred to the West Valley Detention Center in Rancho Cucamonga.
And Cucamonga.
Then he, in 2004 is when the pretrial stuff started, and then 2006 is when his trial began. So
we have a speedy court system.
No shit.
So he, in 96, he had a trial.
No, in 2006.
I mean, 2006.
The jury reached a verdict, and they found him guilty on all four counts of first-degree murder.
Well, he pled guilty, right?
Yes.
All right.
And then they decided they
let
sentenced
him free.
No, they sentenced him.
They sentenced him to
death.
Death.
They sentenced him to death.
Did he die?
He is still on death row in San Quentin.
Death row.
Where all of them are. He was interviewed for a pre-sentence report and claimed he was very sorry, but he doesn't think he's guilty for four counts of first-degree murder. However, he's guilty for four accidental murders. And I don't think accidental murder is a thing.
He thinks they were all accidental?
I don't know what.
Oops, I cut your boob off.
Yep, and I tried to cook some of your body parts for my freezer.
So he's still not been killed.
He's still sitting in death
row. Should we go visit him and talk to him? Tell him about
write
podcast?
Some letters. You know, tell
we could
him
write
the
a letter.
Of our podcast.
Hey, you're on our podcast.
I do. That would creep me out.
What's
There's
his name
no
again?
Way. Dave? Wayne Adam Ford.
Wayne Ford?
Yes. Not the Iowa State representative.
Let's write both of them and see if we can get them both on the podcast.
Yeah, there we go.
Interview them.
I don't think so.
We can interview them in season two.
That would be way too creepy.
Season one's almost over.
I know, it's true.
That was a pretty good one. I think I
like that
better.
That one?
I like knowing the answer. Like, where is he now?
I know that drives you nuts when it's a mystery.
One of the mystery ones is like, I still don't know what the hell happened to poor Judy, red backpack Judy.
Yeah, I know. I know, baby.
I mean, I know she's dead, I guess.
Yeah.
But
you know she did.
We don't know what happened to
her. No, that's true.
I still don't know why she left poor fat lawyer guy.
So you had one correction, you said.
Yeah. So it's not really a correction. I guess it's more of an apology.
Corrections and apologies.
So a colleague of mine listened to an episode. I'm glad he did. And I don't know if you recall, I don't think it was last episode. Maybe it was last episode where, no, it was two episodes ago where you told me that I kind of looked like The Rock. And
yes.
I said, no, I used to. Now I look like Fat Elvis.
Yes.
He was very upset that I didn't credit him for calling me Fat Elvis.
Oh.
Because he calls me Fat Elvis every day.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. He calls me Fat Elvis. Well, lately he's been calling me Fat Dad. You're a fat dad, and he keeps singing songs about me being fat.
You sound like a real pleasant guy.
Yeah, real nice guy. Real nice to share an office with someone who makes you feel terrible about your weight problem every day. It's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. I cry myself to sleep. But so my apology is saying this about him now, that he's a terrible asshole that says awful things to me every day.
That's not really an apology, but.
Well. So shove that up your ass, Chris Duncan. His name is Chris Duncan, and he's a dick. And he's a fucking millennial who doesn't know shit. That's what I tell him all the time. Oh, you're a fucking millennial. You don't even know who Ben Vereen is. Yeah. I told him he looks like Ben Vereen. He didn't know who that was because he's a damn millennial.
Nope.
But he likes bluegrass music, so that's the kind of person you're dealing with.
That's it. All right.
Fuck that guy.
Well, I would say it is about time to wrap this up.
Yeah, we should probably start wrapping it up. We should probably cue the music from Matt Truman. Boom. Just did that.
And
now it's slowly crescendoing.
And it's time to get out of here, Chuck Berry.
Get the fuck out, Chuck Berry! I love you, Dan Briggs.
Cats and 75.
wonderful people who have reviewed our podcast on iTunes. The wonderful Laura Owens, cousin Laura. She's great. Carrie Johnson has reviewed us. Dan Briggs, the beautiful, wonderful, and talented Dan Briggs. That guy's good looking. Curran Wood. He's tried to rate us. I saw him try, and iTunes wouldn't let him, so hopefully he'll be able to figure that out. Oh, of course, I can't forget Big Brian Mack. Shout out to Ice, Brian, Carrie, Laura. That's great. I love you guys. Please, if you're listening, rate us on iTunes. I promise I'll mention you. Some of you want to be mentioned, so I'll mention you, and I love you. And next time I see you, I will hug you.